Rising, right here on WXCI FM 91.7 on your FM dial. We're here live in the Danbury Mall. And here's the latest weather forecast from the Westcon Earth and Space Environmental Center. Today it's sunny and warm, afternoon temperatures in the 50s, becoming windy, and tonight there'll be considerable cloudiness with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies, still mild, chance for a few scattered light showers. High temperatures near 50, but turning colder tomorrow night and over the weekend. We finished up with Barbra Streisand. Let's take one more famous Streisand song, this time from Funny Girl, Don't Rain on My Parade.
A drummer, don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now, get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang.
It's 12:30 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Good afternoon. This is radio station WXCI FM 91.7 on the FM dial, commencing its second broadcast year. On Wednesday, February 28, 1973, a phone call from the local Western Union office sparked a rapid succession of events that brought WXCI-FM to Danbury, Connecticut. We became WXCI at the beginning of January 1973. But wait a minute, now I'm going backwards. Let's get back to February 18th. After the telegram was brought to the station, this is around noon, a few phone calls were made to get all the proper people present. At exactly 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, Chief Engineer Bob Mallory flicked the switches, and DJ Rob Abbott made the dream of many, many station members come true. He read, "Good afternoon, this is Danbury FM radio station WXCI beginning its first broadcast day." In 1 year, WXCI has been broadcasting the latest in music, sports, news, and weather for the entire Danbury community. This was only accomplished through the hard work of every single individual member of the station. The station had been built from a PA system, broadcasting 3 hours a day in one building, to a fully staffed and operating FM radio station, broadcasting to a potential audience of 100,000 people, 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. This was all done in a period of 4 years, and it wasn't easy. Somehow, though, it was done. WXCI is still not satisfied, though, with the present. Soon the hours of operation hopefully will be expanded to 2 a.m., and the station is now in the process of preliminary investigations to see if the transmitter can become more powerful. None of it could have been accomplished without all the selfless, gut-wrenching hard work of a number of WestCon students. Every one of them, the members of WXCI, past and present, know who they are. They can be damn proud of it. You can tell who they are, too, today, because they're the mindless loons running around with a big smile on their face singing Happy Birthday. This is Danbury FM, WXCI, wishing you a very pleasant day. At this time, we'd like to take you back to the Danbury Mall and continue with WXCI's birthday party with Dennis Martin.
Thank you very much. We're here, as BJ just said, live in the mall. A lot of people are doing their are either on their lunch hour or doing some early afternoon shopping. And no matter what Ringo Starr is going to say right now, we're only 1 year old, although you are 16.